Interview with Al Collison, November 23rd, 1988. Interview with Ruth Murdoch, part of the series Growing Up in the Buckley Valley. Okay, what's your name?
My name is Alan Collison.
And when were you born?
In 1944, March the 27th.
You weren't born here, though, you arrived after that?
That's right, I was born in St. Thomas, Ontario during the war.
And you moved to the Buckley Valley when?
In 1948.
Okay. Your parents' names are?
My father was Thomas Wallace Collison, and his wife was Vera Grace Dutson.
Did you live in Smithers or outside of Smithers?
No, we lived in Smithers in a little house down on Alfred Avenue.
What do you remember about the house you were born in? Or you, pardon me, that you grew up in?
Well, it was a small house. I can remember in the wintertime my father sleeping beside the stove, because when he got cold, sleeping right beside the stove, then it was time to stoke it up again, and there was frost on the walls on the inside. And we used to bath in a round tub in front of the kitchen stove. And we had an outhouse back out in the shed. And I can remember the honey wagon going around town emptying the pails all the time. And when it was 30 below, they had a bit of a problem.
Who drove the honey wagon?
A fellow by the name of Henry Tackamaw was the one that I remember. In fact, at one time I decided that it was a pretty romantic life, and my big thing in life was to be a honey wagon driver. I guess technology's caught up with us, so we don't have those anymore.
Okay, did your family have animals or pets or?
Yes, we had a ginger-colored cat, which he called Ginger, and we had a brown and white Springer Spaniel by the name of Rip.
But you didn't keep any other animals in town?
No, we didn't have any of those other things. There was there was sewer ditches all over town, and there was a big ditch down Main Street, and of course there was a ditch right in front of our house, and us kids used to have fun jumping the ditch. Some of the kids in the neighborhood were Leona Wall. Her father started Wall's Home Furnishings in 1944. They lived right across the street. Down the street there was Mita Bovell, she's now Mita Bolster, and Jack Bovell, of course, owns Hetherington and Hooper. And the Hoskins boys were around the corner, and we had a pretty good neighborhood. We used to jump the ditches and fall in every once in a while and come out covered with green slime. And in the wintertime, we'd skate down the big ditch down Main Street and duck underneath the bridges and things like that. It was a lot of fun.
How wide were the ditches?
Oh, the little ones, I guess, were probably about 2.5 feet wide. The big one was about 10 feet. They used to use that for fire control. They would have a ditch at Big Oak Creek down Railroad Avenue, and if there was a fire, they'd block off the creek, and then the creek would go down the ditch and go down the various systems till they got to close to the fire, and they'd have a bucket brigade. I never saw this in action, but it might be somebody's tall tale, too.
Could you describe, was there a place in town that you really liked to go to play or meet your friends?
We used to play in the old Smithers Lumberyard, where they had all the lumber piled up, and they had racks and racks of different lumber, and we'd sneak under the gates and play in there, which we weren't supposed to. We used to like to go and play across the railway tracks, but that was kind of dangerous, and if we ever got caught, we were severely chastised. There was down where McEwen's Auto Body is now, and where Valley Medical Clinic was all bush, because there was bush from there up to where the old Anglican Hall used to be, and we used to play in that bush there a lot. We had forts and everything in there.
Were there favorite games?
I would say it's about the same as it is now.
Yeah.
You know, there was ball, and in the wintertime there was hockey at the outdoor arena, the old arena that was on the corner of, what's that, First and King. You'd go down to that. There was a lot of skiing that was done on the mountain. My dad was quite active in the ski club, and my Uncle Graham, and of course Chris Daly, and Jurgen Daly, and Halbert, and all those people. So on weekends we'd go over and watch the jumping, and of course as I got older I started jumping too.
Tell me about attending school in the Valley.
Well, I started off in grade one. My first teacher was a Mrs. Moore, who was Casey and Dinty Moore's mother. Casey and Dinty owned Seymour Printing. And I went to school with, well, there was a number of them. Casey and I started in grade one, and there was Margaret Green and Leona Wall and my cousin John, who moved away. And we had a good time. It was in one of the old school buildings where it's playground now at Neuheim. It wasn't the one that was just ripped down. It was the one before that was ripped down. It was quite a building. There was two classrooms upstairs, and one side of the basement was kind of a playroom, and the other side was washrooms. It was something like a dungeon, but you know, we thought it was okay.
Was there any experiences that stick out of your mind in school, or favorite activity, or?
Not really. I think we had a lot of fun at school, and we were just like any other kids going to school. If we could get into trouble, we did, and if we could talk our way out of it, we did. And all of us in those days, they used to strap the kids, and I got it a couple of times every year, just like everybody else did. It was common, you know. It wasn't like now where you got to have liability insurance and all the rest of that. It's there. If you did something, you got it.
Did your family go traveling out in the country around? Did you know people who lived outside of town?
Yes, we did. We used to go to a place at Spring Hill. A fellow by the name of Billy Wedge had the farm, and his housekeeper, Mrs. Woodward. We used to go out there when I was young, and my dad and some of his friends used to ski up the hill, and of course we did some skiing too. I started skiing when I was 4 years old, and I can always remember Mrs. Woodward. They had, you know, they had chickens and all the rest of that stuff, and she would do up eggs in a big pot in the oven and put tomato soup in, and boy, those were really good. I tried cooking them myself, but they've never turned out, you know, as good as those. Still, I still think about it. So it was fun. We used to go out there haying. Of course, at that time I wasn't very much help. I rode in the hay wagon and stomped it down. That was a big thing, was stomping it down. But it was cut, put into what do you call them, hillocks, and then it was forked onto the wagon, and then you had to fork it off the wagon up into the loft, and it was interesting. Go and collect eggs, you know, from the chickens,
and this was all at Billy Wedge's place.
All at Billy's place, yeah. We used to go out there quite a bit.
Tell me about going up to Wedge's place.
Well, when Billy moved from the old place to the new place, which is known now as was known before it burnt down as the haunted house, we'd go out there, and he had a fantastic garden, and we'd go out and pick corn. He'd pick a dozen or, you know, four dozen ears, and of course there was bear around too, so there was always bear meat, and we'd sit down, and it'd have fresh butter and all the corn you could eat. Like, you'd sit down and eat a dozen ears of this fresh corn that you just picked, and there was corn every year out there. I guess it was just that they had more frost-free days than we had in town. It was just great.
Isn't that amazing?
Talk about fishing. My family was, my grandfather was a great fisherman, and we used to have big family dues out at Trout Creek. So we'd all pile in a few cars and and go out to Trout Creek, but it used to take 2 hours or so to go from Smithers to Trout Creek. It was all gravel road, there was no pavement, and we'd finally get out there and the kids would have a ball going around and the guys would go out fishing. And thinking back on it now, I guess there's probably some beer around too, but you know, at my age, you didn't think about it. But that gives you some idea of how long it took to go places. We used to go to Vancouver in the early 50s, and the first pavement that I ever saw in my life was at Lac La Hache. And we'd drive from here to Prince George, would be 8 to 10 hours. And then we'd drive from Prince George to the Lac La Hache area and stay overnight again there. And that would be another 8, 10, 12 hour day. And then from Lac La Hache down to around Chilliwack or Hope, and then into Vancouver. And that was a trip to Vancouver. I remember doing that in my dad's old 40 Ford, you know, one of those ones with the doors open backwards. I remember one day the door wasn't shut properly. So they had that strap on the back seats for hanging coats. So I was hanging onto that and I went to open the door, and of course, he was doing about 50 miles an hour, and there I am, I'm suspended in the air, one hand on the door, and the other hand on the coat thing. Needless to say, he stopped quickly, and we shut the door, and there was a little bit of smoke going around there for a while, but everything ended out all right.
When you went to Trout Creek fishing, were there any buildings out there at that time, or anyone living out there?
Yeah, there was a store right where Trout Creek store is. There was an old couple had it, and I forget their names, but we used to go over. That was one of the things, you would go down there and you had lots of penny candy and your nickel chocolate bars or whatever, we'd go down there and or get some more lures or whatever, but usually the kids went trooping over there and to get the candy. I think the adults were just as happy as they did, because they had to walk. We usually fished where Toboggan Creek goes in, so that's about half a mile, I guess, down to the store. So that got rid of us, gave us something to do. But we've still got pictures of family reunions and things like that that happened years and years and years ago at Toboggan Creek.
Yeah,